With the Pants the Independence, this virtual race, I got an idea how it's done. You can't do it with a whole bunch of people next to each other because of social distancing and everything.
Right.
So it's kind of like independent study?
It kind of is. Distance racing.
How do we do this? How do you authenticate your time and things?
So people who finish the race, they post their picture and they use an activity tracker on their phone.
Okay.
Or however they do that. And then they can just post their time. It'll show their distance and their time. We have several people that have finished the race. And so that's posted on our Facebook page, Light It Up Blue, Bartlesville.
Now, do we still have time for folks to sign up and kind of get in? I know it's kind of thin here as far as time is concerned.
Yes, we're trying to keep it open until the end of April because April is Autism Awareness Month. So we are going to keep our registrations open until April 30th, and then we'll close it down.
Claire, tell us a little bit more about Paths to Independence for the folks who may have heard the name but really don't know what it's all about.
Well, Paths to Independence is a school for children with autism spectrum disorders.
Mm-hmm.
We serve kids starting at age 3, and we actually go ahead and serve individuals even through adulthood.
Wow. So you got a lot going on there, that's for sure.
We do.
Oh, boy. So now, you know, with this race and the fundraising that goes in, this kind of takes an edge off a few things, doesn't it, as far as the funds raised?
Yes, this is one of our bigger fundraisers for the year.
Mm-hmm.
This fundraiser typically goes towards supporting our summer programs, but this year we're still unsure whether we'll be able to have summer programs,
yeah.
So we're going to dedicate the proceeds from this race to scholarships for students.
That's good. That's good. Now, this is kind of a tricky period here with not being in a classroom, especially children on the autism spectrum. How is this working out with distance learning, or how are we doing this?
Well, our teachers are doing a fantastic job providing lots of options for families.
Oh, good.
So they are doing Zoom meetings. They have online courses they can do.
Mm-hmm.
We have sent home Chromebooks and iPads so students can continue any kind of learning that they might do electronically. And then we are sending home communications, occupational therapy skills that parents can do at home. I know it's hard for many of our parents to keep up with what they're doing at home and educate their child, but our parents are doing a great job trying to keep their kids learning, and we appreciate all that.
How are the kids doing with engagement on this? Because you've gone from having a teacher, you know, right there, to all of a sudden you've got this electronic Chromebook. Are they finding that the engagement is relatively the same because there are more things to do, more things that might attract the attention?
Well, we have ways to lock into certain programs, so
we can
keep them on task to some extent.
Uh-huh.
We also send home things that are more hands-on.
Oh, yeah.
Even things like cooking and scavenger hunts in the neighborhood. We try to
fun
do a lot
stuff.
Of, yeah, fun stuff, but that's also educational for our kids. So. I think the kids are doing great. They love, love, love having Zoom meetings so they can see their friends and their classmates and their teachers. So that's kind of been a big, big fun thing for more of the kids than you would think.
Oh, my goodness sakes. So what else is going on with the Paths to Independence now?
Well, I feel like we're in a holding pattern, waiting to find out if we're going to start summer programs or not. But so our fundraiser right now is our big push.
Yeah.
I really want people to feel like they can continue to sign up. It really does support our kids and our families. For some of our families, it's a hard time financially. And so anything, all registrations, all donations go to help those families make it while they might be reduced hours or they might be out of work right now. So we're really trying to push that support at this point.
And, you know, I tell you, a lot of people do not know how hard our educators are working, even though you don't see, you know, cars in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have, you know, classrooms per se. But our educators are learning sometimes along with the students because many of our educators, you know, have been, you know, so used to the traditional and time and again, new things that come along that can be integrated. But this was a sudden change.
Yes, it was. It is a learning curve for everyone. I've been impressed. I have a couple of granddaughters that are staying with me right now. And and even Bartlesville Public School teachers, they put out so much work to get instruction ready for the kids. And then I know our teachers have put a lot of time and effort into making it meaningful work for their kids.
Very good. How can people learn more online about
your
school?
You can go to our website at www.pastindependence.org. And you can register there. You can learn about the school. We also have a Facebook page for Past Independence, but also for Light It Up Blue specifically. So if people are interested in that, they are welcome to
Wait till the rain stops.
Yeah.
We go out there and run the race. But still, this is great. Can they also learn a little bit more about enrollment and the process that takes place and qualifying?
Yeah, so we do have enrollment paperwork online, and they can also always call or email me, and that information's online for them. Mm-hmm. I was gonna say something about to say thank you to the United Way. They have their COVID 19 grant.
Oh yeah,
that we actually were able to apply for and receive. So we're very excited by that. We're going to use that also to help with student scholarships. Mm-hmm. So that's been a fantastic program. I know that they received a big donation from, I believe, Phillips 66, mm-hmm. and that really helped support that program.
That's wonderful.
Yes, I'm pretty excited by that. And I was wondering if I could thank our sponsors.
Well, please do.
Okay.
This is why we're here.
Okay. So our lead sponsor is Jim Moore State Farm. He has been our lead sponsor every year. And so we always appreciate all he does to
thank
help
you,
support
Jim.
PTI. Mm-hmm. Yes. We also are sponsored by the Bartlesville Visitors and Convention Bureau. Mm-hmm. Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Yeah, is it Bartlesville?
And Play for Burke Foundation.
Great organization.
Yes, and also Overhead Door Specialists.
Hey, thank you guys.
And yeah. Quality Muffler. Mm-hmm. And Danielle Weaver State Farm. She's a good supporter of us. And then also the Murley family and the Meserly family.
Great. But I tell you what, it takes team, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. We appreciate everyone's support. It makes a big difference for us.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add today?
Nope. I think that's it.
All righty. Thank you, Claire. We're going to get back to some weather stuff here in just a little bit because we do have some things starting to crash in on us just a little bit. But thank you for being here for a little bit of an abbreviated time with us here on Community Connection.
Thank you, Tom.
All righty. Take care now.